Vic Carucci closing out this edition, this Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, out here at Discount Drug Mart, 5270 Center Road in Brunswick Hills. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Nathan Zagura, who is back at the studios in Berea in the Dog Bowl. And joining us in studio, I think he's there. He does. He's still got that 4-4 time in the 40. So I think he sprinted his way into the studios at KNR and is now behind the microphone, the one and only Jerod Cherry.
How's it going, gentlemen?
Good. You're not even out of breath.
How can I be?
That's impressive. That's impressive. Jerod, I wanted to ask you the overtime question because it's coming up. A lot of people are asking. We had it on after further review. How empty does a tie leave a player feeling? But I know the counter to this debate is the concern over additional plays and player safety being negatively impacted by players, by overtimes going in perpetuity until the game is decided. So where do you come in on this?
Well, I come in on I want to walk away with a win as opposed to a loss. At the same time, say you're the team that wasn't favored and you have been struggling as a football team and you managed to win a tie with a really good football team, that's the closest you'll get, in my opinion, to that moral victory that we talk about, because essentially you did not win, but you didn't lose either, so you're somewhere in the middle. So that's where I stand in that regard. And far as the actual time out there, this is more old-school mentality, but my thought is if I'm doing something meaningful, I want it to be settled. If that means extra innings, therefore we play extra innings. But it's hard to say that when you're losing. When you're winning, that's the mentality that you do have. But when you're losing, it's hard to take that level of commitment to it. And that's really when it's required, because it's easy to do things. And I was just saying this last night, and I'm going to have to follow this advice today because I've had one horrific day, but I'll tell you about that later.
Oh, and I'm the sorry, Jerod. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it happens, man. But the whole thing is anyone can do things when it's easy. It's when it's hard is when it matters.
Yeah. It is very true. It is when it hard is when it matters. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. And Jerod, first of all, sorry, man. Want to give you a big hug, a little bro hug. Like, what's up, bro?
Yeah,
what's
give me right? five because I need it. But pretty much the whole entire day, someone's been trying me.
Well,
I don't know
what I
said or did yesterday, but someone's after me.
Well, we are not after you.
That's
here.
Right.
You're in the nest.
That's right.
Trust the
circle,
tree here
the circle
on
of trust and friends.
The circle
yes.
of love. That's right.
Circle of love. I like
Let
that.
Me ask you this. Yesterday on the show at the end, you were talking about the players on the Cleveland Browns. One of the things you said that I kind of have pondered and discussed with some other people was that you saw a lot of guys that kind of, in your words, didn't want it, or you felt that, I don't know if it was preparation that you were commenting on and the time to get prepared for the game or the effort in the game, et cetera. How do you differentiate, as somebody who's been there, so you are much more capable of seeing it than I, between that and just, frankly, a lack of execution when it matters?
It's easy ways to tell. One is, what gets you out of a football game? Does falling on the ground cause you to say, you know what, I want out of here? Does getting a concussion cause you to want to get out of a football game? There's so many things, and that sounds like it's a shot at Jason Campbell. And maybe to some degree it is a shot at Jason Campbell. But there's certain things, man, when you're committed to it, you just stay in there and you stick through it. And it takes you literally losing a limb. And even then, you're not coming out of the game. Now, I'll give Jason Campbell credit for going out there and giving it his all and trying. At the same time, there has to be a mentality that comes along with it. And it's easier said than done of, you know what, I don't care if my ribs hurt. If I spit up blood, I'm not leaving this football game. And that's where you have to be at. You have to be at a place where your mindset is, if I have to die out here today, I will. And I know the NFL doesn't want to hear that. They're trying to get away from that level of physical play. But essentially, that's where you have to take your mind to get to that next level. It has to be that all-consuming for you and to you when you approach the game from that level. Because if you don't, especially at a leadership position, you're going to have people follow you and say, you know what? Well, if he's not doing it, I'm not doing it. And with a young, impressionable team, that is a possible occurrence. But I'm not going to put it all on Jason Campbell and say last week was his fault. Again, goes back to what I said before. When you have special teams guys who are not guaranteed anything, making mistakes and not doing what's necessary and giving you a Herculean type of effort, and you know it when you see it. It's just visible. Or an intensity and just the level of just wanting to get things done and excitement. Consider there's two situations that took place in the past 2 weeks in which you had playoff implications and division lead on the line, and you didn't see a team that was just fired up and galvanized and ready to go and just ultra excited. That's all you need to know. You don't even have to go about the execution part, because guess what? You can execute all day long, but if you don't have enough oomph about you, and if you're not putting enough energy into it and enough intensity into it, you can be in the right place, But that still means you got to move a body there because you're going against another person who's just as emotionally invested as you there. And if you're not matching them or surpassing them, chances are, even if you are doing the right thing, the right spot, you're going to lose that one-on-one matchup. And you saw a lot of that the past 2 weeks.
Wow. Well said. Very, very heavy words for thought. And we appreciate you laying that out there, Gerard. And again, I owe you a hug because officially declare this day getting better from here on out. That's my call.
Yeah, well, I hope that's the case for me as well, guys.
All right, and we're going to have Bruce Hooley and Gerard following this show. Hooley and Gerard, that takes over in minutes, actually. And I want to thank some people here because this has been an amazingly great time at Discount Drug Mart, 5270 Center Road in Brunswick Hills. Got a lot of people to thank. We want to thank Buster Screen and Jabal Sheard for being part of the show. Bernie Kosar, of course, is here. Want to thank, and they're still signing autographs, by the way, Buster.
Happy birthday, Bernie.
Jabal and Bernie, and we want to say happy 50th to our good buddy Bernie Kosar. Also want to thank the Daves, Dave Batosh and Dave Bergman from DDM, Bridget Hazika from the Browns, Katie Bernstein, Lindsey Strog, all helping us out, and Anastasia Seymour. Also, Eric, our on-site engineer, Matt Fontana, our tremendous producer, Carly McCord back in the studio tweeting, and she'll be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap. So you'll be checking that out tonight on clevelandbrowns.com. My man, I'm back with you in the studio tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
To quote my friend Bart Scott from that other pregame show, can't wait.
All right. For Nathan Zagura, I am Vic Carucci, and we thank you for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.